Reg, Spider, and Flan, and Ben, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
How are you going?
Look, I'm good, but Spider's got a story to talk about here because he likes talking about, you know, random stories about the gym so that we know he's been to the
right.
gym. So what happened yesterday at the gym when you went to the gym? Did you go to the gym yesterday?
Do you want my top three stories from going to the gym or just the top?
I want this one story.
Okay, this is probably, this is in the top three. I'll probably put it at number two.
Okay.
But I'll
give it to you. Yeah. Yesterday I was at the gym.
Where? Yes. Ah, it was at the gym.
No.
Spider was at the gym.
Yep.
What are you hinting at?
He started flexing his pecs too. I'm like, stop it.
And make him talk. What I'm able to do, I walked out of the, I was in the sauna. Mm-hmm. And I jumped from the sauna into the steam room.
Do you like the sauna?
Oh, I love it.
I don't understand the sauna.
The hotter the better when it's just, absolutely sweat it out. Whatever you're putting, you just sweat back out. It's just a big sweat box.
So you get in the sauna, you sweat, and then you go where next?
In the steam room, which is even hotter.
So do you do any of, like use any of the equipment or just sit in the steam room?
No, just the steam room.
What are you wearing?
Yeah, the nudge.
Yeah.
No. You wear shorts. I have been to a sauna in, let me reframe that. Yeah. I walked past a sauna in a gym in Sydney, which said, topical, no sex in sauna, please.
Oh, please.
And it was a males only change room.
Okay. No, I'm with
that's
you.
A shame because everything's more dilated in there, isn't
it? Yeah. Well,
it's my favourite room.
Yeah, very relaxed. But anyway, it wasn't to do with that. Okay. As I walked out of the steam room.
In the gym?
In the
that
gym.
That you went to yesterday?
In the gym that I was in yesterday.
Again?
Again.
Wow.
And there was a gentleman after he's had his shower.
Mm-hmm.
He was just drying himself.
He's contracted a bit.
Yeah, getting himself ready to put his clothes on. Mm. So he was there nude in front of the mirror with a hairdryer.
Oh.
But not drying the hair on top of his head.
What?
But,
oh.
He had it pointed at the old fella.
No.
I'm not lying to you. And so I've jumped out of the steam room, walked out of the steam room, and there he is just, the hairdryer that is,
straightening away at the.
I don't know why.
Was he? What's he doing? He must be packing the Jackson 5 down there. Like, how much? I mean, how are we talking? There must be a lot of pubes.
I didn't look.
Did he get the hair straightener out?
Get the GHD.
Yeah.
Did the plaits.
Oh, is that beautiful?
It looked unbelievable in the end.
Cornrows?
No, I'm being serious. 100% I'm being serious.
Did you say anything to this fellow?
No. I
don't think I could have helped myself.
No, I went and got changed, and as I was on my way out, I was still laughing.
Yes.
And I said, have a nice afternoon, sir.
What did he say?
Thank you.
Oh, I'd have been so tempted to say, you don't get blowjobs at all, do you, mate?
Well, he did on himself.
I'm doing it wrong.
What? Can I ask you something personal, fellas?
Yeah, go on.
Well, you guys don't get waxed or anything.
No.
It just dries, doesn't it, with the old towel?
Yeah.
It's dry enough.
I don't think this had anything to do with styling.
Yeah. Don't you reckon?
No, I think it was an invitation. I think he thought you might have been interested.
No. I don't think he thought I was in the steam room because you...
Do you think he would have been more... he would have shown it a bit more overtly if he had been excited
to
see you?
Well, no. Because as soon as he noticed that I'd walked out of the steam room, he moved from the lower region to the top region.
See?
And then...
This is my point. I reckon he was... pointing in the right general direction. I think he was interested.
Well, I still want to know why it's not drying with a towel anyway.
it dries.
I'm still stuck on that bit.
Your interest is logistical and fair enough.
Come on. Isn't it on that it's supposed to just kind of be quite waterproof?
Oh, no, it would dry by itself. Like, I don't think you need any...
You don't have wet bits on your undies?
No, it didn't need any help. This is what I don't know if anyone's ever, that's the first time I've seen somebody dry their nether regions with just a hairdryer.
I mean, I understand baby powder. Mm. Well, you know I'm a fiend for that.
Yeah.
Are you sprinkling that everywhere?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. To dry the crevices.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Okay. See, the thing is, luckily for us, Spider will be going to the gym again today.
No, so hang on.
He can do some more investigating.
Spider, do you want me to give
you... I want you to take Cherie's hairdryer.
No.
After you've showered.
Okay, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Point it downstairs.
Can I give you my top one?
Yes.
Is it the one you haven't done yet because you're about to do it today with your own hairdryer?
Let me say, this has happened to me.
Yeah, go on.
But I don't want to tell you.
Oh, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We'll make a date for tomorrow.
No, not another gym story. You've been in the gym 2 days in a row. Story, no way. Can I also ask you to please take a selfie in the mirror at the gym today for me?
Go on.
We actually didn't believe that it had happened because I haven't seen any photos of it.
I know.
No.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that do love a gym photo.
Two things. You can either choose from.
Mm. Yeah.
Dry your pubes with a hairdryer.
take a little photo
selfie,
of that.
Yeah. Or take a selfie in the mirror.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, I'll have one in the mirror.
Really? You choose that? I thought you would have gone the other one.
and entitle it, Mr. Happy Gets an Afro.
Ew.
And then take it home to your good lady wife and go, Cherie, get a load of this.
Oh, this is no good. I'm going home to a poodle. All I can think of now.
Call Jamie that.
Yeah. Why, does he use the hairdryer too?
Dirt his hair.
Right now, he's going.
Let's give it a good little. Yeah. I sent him the text. I'm on my way.
It's 10 o'clock. He's clock watching. Oh, I better turn this off soon. Look, I'm going to be honest. My wife is at work today for the first time in 15 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
When I get home, I'm going to give her hairdryer a real good run for Tony.
That is just wrong on every level.
We are going to talk to people about some boat ramp bungles. There's got to be millions of them. Les Sherrington's an Aussie boxer who reversed his beloved ute, as Bridge calls it, into the Currumbin River. That's down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Spider Spray, he's got some news for the Titans, and it's not all good, and I got to tell you, I completely agree with it. And Crown Casino have found themselves in a huge, huge bucket of trouble. They spent $2 billion on a purpose-built casino on Sydney Harbour called Barangaroo. $2 billion worth of building.
Amazing building.
Extraordinary, and they cannot get a license for it. That what they're saying is they're not allowed to hold a license because of the way they've behaved in the past. And if they want a license in the future, the people who are on the board of Crown have to go. And since that story broke, we've since found out that Melbourne's Crown Casino may lose its license as well.
Oh, really?
Such a big casino that
is. Yeah. And since we heard that, three directors have resigned and moved on, decided that they'll explore different paths. Yeah,
family time.
So they're trying to move on into a new era to try and get a casino license to put in the $2 billion worth of building they've got on Sydney Harbour, please. But we have some fly-on-the-wall audio for you from that board meeting.
Calling this Crown Casino board meeting to order, please. Order. Go on. Thanks, guys. Rightio. Thank you. Yeah, look, we've got a few dramas with licences, casino licences. We've been told that we aren't eligible to hold a casino licence in Sydney.
But didn't we just build that dirty big building, boss? Big Banger Kazoo?
Yeah, Bernie Barangaroo. Yep. Yeah. Look, what have we spent there? What's the...
It's $2 billion, boss.
Thank you. It's $2 billion. On the new casino in Sydney, so...
So we have a big building, but no way to earn money. What about child minding, boss?
Graham, I'm really sorry, but, mate, I'm going to have to let you go. You're fired.
Oh, thank you so much, Jamie.
And looks like we have to show cause while we keep the licence in Melbourne, so suggestions?
Maybe we can organise a meeting with the casino licence guy somewhere quiet, maybe, and, like, kill him and hide him in the desert?
Yeah, thanks, Bernie. It's a little too Vegas, mate. I'm going to have to let you go.
Oh, time, mate. I better get a bloody wriggle on. My desk won't clean itself out. See us?
Right. Anybody? Has anyone got any...
Yeah, maybe we could give them some extra money for their kids' education.
Bribery.
Yeah, bribery. That's the word. You're good with words.
You're fired.
Oh, tar.
Come on, guys. But... we just have one sensible...
Yes, I've got one.
Come on, then. Have a go, son.
Maybe we could organise a meeting with the licensed guy and go, like, double or nothing, so we'd have, like, a casino licence for Sydney and a spare casino licence, which you could use in Melbourne, yeah?
Yeah, right. You know what? I think we're going to make you CEO.
No!
Get him out of here. Take him to his office.
I'm not. That's no fair. You'll hear from my lawyer, Packer.
At Crown Casino Child Mining Centre, we know you want your kids safe in the comfort of their own car seat. We may not have a casino licence, but we've sure got a belter of a car park. Crown Casino Child Mining. It's not a gamble.
Well, speaking of bungles, let's get to boat ramps. Les Sherrington's a boxer you may know. He's a Gold Coast identity. Had a really, really big boat ramp bungle. You know you've gone too far when the water's above your head in your car.
Les Sherrington.
Oh, yeah, one of the greats.
Yes, Baxi's beloved ute. That's another very Australian thing to say.
Yeah,
his beloved ute.
Yes.
Into the Crumbin Creek. Trying to put his boat trailer into the back. Here's Les Sherrington on the news last night.
My foot just got stuck on that sailor rad just a little bit. Next minute I was in the water and then it was right up, like my boot was like above the water and then just sort of slowly started sinking.
Whoa. So did you see the tow truck driver was in the water?
Yes.
He was
so
like scuba
funny.
Diving to hook it all up.
Oh, there's a feeling.
Yeah, and then Sticky Beak is on throwers, drive the actual bridge.
Yep.
Three-car pile-up.
Big they hit hard too.
Really hard.
The back end of the front car was smashed in.
Yes. Like
someone's having a good sticky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Les Sherrington, bang!
Yeah, boom.
It's more the boat ramp.
Boat ramp bungles.
Oh, I reckon that's the best piece of entertainment you can get. I remember St Kilda Marina all the time. Every Sunday if we weren't playing, it would be like, no, we'll have a table out next to the marina, thanks, so we can just watch these idiots with too much money and not enough brains try and reverse or try and drive their boats onto a trailer or reverse their boats into the water. It's the funniest. I remember two mates of mine. Morning Mace and Morning Dutchy. They brought a brand new boat, went halves, been mates for years and years and years, went down for the maiden voyage of it. They unhooked it, ready to go. Dutchy's up there in the boat, ready to start it when it hits the water. Mace has got his ute reversing it down the boat ramp, and I'm just sitting to the side going, well, this is going to be fantastic. We're going to go a bit of fishing. Yeah. They got halfway down the ramp, and the boat rolled off and bang, onto the concrete, put a hole in it. Hadn't even got it in the water because they unlatched it too early before they even got to the water. They were fighting and yelling and screaming, and I was just wetting myself on the sidelines going, this is the greatest moment of my life.
Was it repairable?
Yeah, they repaired it, but it was it was so good to watch.
You know, up north, when I was in Cairns and up around the Daintree, that you cannot stuff around if you're reversing it because all of the crocs, they know that that's where people clear out their bait boxes and whatever.
Yeah.
So all the crocs, all the big ones, stalk the boat ramp.
Serious?
So you cannot stuff up.
Oh, the pressure.
You are triple checking the bung is in, everything is right before you get in there. You can't be on the side.
No.
You know, even ankle deep because they all stalk around that area. There's all slides of crocs where they've been all around that area. So you don't want to get it wrong there, Les Sherrington, that's for sure.
Welcome to first grade.
Boat ramp bungle. Glenn, you've got one for us.
Mate, I was up at, I don't know if you're familiar with Labrador Charis there. And so I've been out on my maiden voyage on my jet ski, you know, and I've got back and I'm putting it onto the boat, onto the bloody
trailer
and I was struggling a bit anyway. I made it get on there and all these boys were sitting along having their lunch with all their jet skis lined up there at Charis, you know.
No.
And they're all So I drive off and heard a noise and I look behind me and there's a jet ski sitting on the boat ramp. And it got straight off the back of the trailer. I looked at these blokes and I've sort of felt like driving off. So they all came over and they picked it up and put it back on the trailer for me. So,
there's Glenn. A moment.
Was it damaged, mate?
Actually, fortunately, we looked underneath and we got away with it. But it just has the motion as you drive off, it just slid straight off the back of the trailer,
Your reputation was.
Yeah.
It was damaged bad.
Yeah, I haven't been back.
Hey, Glenn, great story. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Cheers.
Awesome.
Andrew, Main Beach, a boat ramp bungle. What happened?
Oh, this one's a classic. Young guy with his mate Ross and had a bit of a dodgy battery in the 180B Triple S. So we might have been doing a bit of circle work down at Dramana. We stopped on the Safety Beach boat ramp, Dramana boat ramp, and parked there, taking a little bit of a view in, talking about times on fire. Anyway, car wouldn't start, went to roll start it, Thought I could start it before hit the slime, hit the water.
Oh, no. That was the end of the 180B.
It's crazy.
Yeah, RACV came along, you know, what were you thinking? I said, I was just going to roll start the car and you had a dodgy battery or old Nader, and he said, you're an idiot. Anyway, pulled us out of the water, dried the tank out, dried the 180B, tripled that and dried her out and then sold her on.
I thought you meant when he said, what were you thinking? And you've gone, no, I don't know what happened. He said, no, I'm in about the 180B. What are you doing driving one of those?
Great cars.
Oh, Kelly in Palm Beach, you've got one of those boat ramp bungles for us?
I do. It's my husband and I, we were living at Ely Beach with Sundays. Yes. And we were sitting up, you know, at the sailing club, having a couple of drinks with some friends. And we're watching this lady reverse her boat down the boat ramp. And we're just like, she's not doing this. Seriously. She's put the boat in and someone else is holding it. And she's unhooked the trailer.
Oh,
from
no.
Her car and gone and parked her car. She's tried to drive her boat and then come back to the guys at the yacht club and go, I think there's a problem with my boat.
Are you for real?
I am for real.
Oh,
that's the best one.
Oh, it is ridiculous. I remember on the Whit Sundays, there was that. Because you got to check in every night when you've got the boats out there.
Yeah.
And a bloke, you know, they give you two anchors.
Yeah.
And the third night he rung back to base. He goes, oh, what do I do for an anchor tonight?
He's just untying
them.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow.
There's some weird cats up there. Thanks, Kelly.
Kelly, good on you.
Spider spray.
For the life of me, I just do not understand why people can't be just open and honest from the start. I want to have a crack at the Gold Coast Titans.
Ooh.
Now,
ooh.
Look, I don't want to, and they're destined to make the eight and hopefully the top four. They've got a very, very good playing roster, and I love the way the club is positioning themselves at the moment. But there's every now and then they get something wrong. And we're talking about at the moment David Fifita. Now, David Fifita, he signed for the Gold Coast Titans on over $1 million a year.
He was the big NRL signing of last year, my word.
He was the big NRL signing, and he's going to be very, very good for the football club.
Spider, I've got to say, I just want to jump in real quick. This looked like it pains you to say this.
Well, it does, because it's upsetting. I want to really be supportive of both of our big codes, the AFL and the NRL here.
Yeah.
But this is what gets me, is that Dave Fifita, he was after a big night out, he was walking around and about 8 a.m. one morning, just around Christmas time, and he walked into the wrong house. Okay, he was investigated by police, he was called trespassing, and he was let go, and no charges were laid. So that's what we thought was going to be the end of the story.
Right.
Yes.
And now after deep investigations, and now the NRL Integrity Unit are looking deeper into the situation that happened with David Fifita, 8 o'clock one morning, after a big night, you kind of sit there and go, well, hang on, how much is this, you know, when they actually come out and say it, well, how much of this is true, how much it isn't true. Now there is speculation about there's been payments made to the family or the people that David ran into at 8 o'clock that morning. So now the NRL are investigating secret payments to a family about this situation.
Wow.
So now with the Titans paying, or we don't know if it was the Titans, if it was a personal investor, if it was David Fifita paying that money. But if it was the Titans, that means it's going to come under their salary cap, which then will put pressure on getting Cameron Smith and everybody else to do with the football club.
Right.
So when you look at it, I don't understand. If you're walking around at 8 o'clock in the morning after a big night, you waltz into the wrong place, you've been investigated by the police, and then you're making some secret payments, why don't you tell the NRL Integrity Unit everything that's happened open and honestly from the start? Because you know what it's like, Bridge. Everybody finds out in the end. Everything comes out the end. These days with people, with how everything's communicated, they're going to find out. Why do you try and cheat the system? And now a week out before their game, they got a game against the Warriors this weekend. They want to you know, show off David Fifita. Their biggest signing, $1 million a year.
Oh.
And now what are they going to do? The water's dirty. The water's murky. I just say to the Gold Coast Titans, be open and honest. When will people learn to come out and tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth from the start? Because you know what? It will always come back and haunt you.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
That's it for the podcast. There's loads of other episodes to check out here on the app or at triplem.com.au. And we're back with our radio show tomorrow morning from 5 on 92.5 Triple M.